Setting the bar, Kelly, this is...
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's hard to imagine a criminal thinking this would be a good idea, but if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to rob an ATM inside of a jail, then you're doing okay.
I'll take last places on earth. You should probably try to do that, Alex. Wow.
Yeah, this dude tried...
Bold move.
This dude broke into the county jail with a knife, then began to break into the ATM there in the bond lobby area.
Obvious. Was there nobody at the county jail at the time?
Well,
do they close up for the night and just don't have anybody hanging out?
So they had corrections deputies there who saw him, called the actual police.
Got it.
And in the event, they basically trapped him inside by locking the exterior doors, which was possible because it's a jail.
Right. Yeah. They have a lot of locks around there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So the cops came and arrested him, and he was literally escorted into the jail, which was down the hallway.
That's convenient. Let's go down that way, sir. Down that hall.
Yep, yep. Hey, okay. Follow me this way. So again.
I mean, ATMs are not easy to break into. So
how do you
think
know?
He was
have
just going to like unscrew some screws with a knife? Well, I've seen people fail at it time
right.
and time again on the internet.
This is true.
People trying to like smash and grab them out of the side of a building.
Oh yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. I mean, yeah, they're pretty difficult.
They're robust
to get into. They are robust. Yes.
So again, if you can manage somehow to make it through today without trying to rob an ATM that's located inside a jail, then you're doing okay.
I have a lot of confidence in our listeners that they are smart enough to not do that.
Let's hope.